How do I say this? I feel like I'm not a perfectionist, but I like getting things right immediately. Like, at my very first try, gusto ko na tama agad yung pagkagawa ko kahit na first time ko gawin yung isang bagay. So, if I fail at first try, it's gonna mess me up. I'm gonna stress about it. I'm built like this, sorry. And then there's this one time that I got back an article from my editor at work. Parang first few days ko pa lang to sa work. I think it was my first week or kaka-second week ko lang ganyan. There were a lot of edits dun sa article and it stressed me so much. As in like, nung nakita ko nung binalik sa akin, sabi ko, bakit ang daming edits nito? And like, I questioned my whole existence. I already questioned my worth, like my place in the workplace, my place in the world. Like, magaling ba talaga ako? Ganyan. Wow, ganun talaga yung questions. So, ang ginawa ko, umakyat muna ako sa rooftop ng building namin to like, breathe in, breathe out, huminga talaga. And then, I stretched my legs. I also walked around the rooftop. And like, I also absorbed the views, ganyan, yung view ng Makati skyline and the other buildings around our office. And I reassessed the situation. Like, it's easy to be convoluted with a lot of things, especially when you are stressed. So, I identified the things that are really happening, the facts. Like, I got a revision, and the next step should be for me to redo it or to revise it. Those are the two things I was sure of. And then, nung na-realize ko yon, and then absorb ko na yun yung mga dapat kong gawin, I went back to the office and worked on it. Breathe in. Breathe out. This episode should help you relax. Hi, welcome to All the Love Extant. Hello and welcome to your favorite Wednesday habit. This is All the Love Extant, your weekly podcast that serves you a dose of anything you love under the scorching sun. Hi, welcome to the 7th episode of All the Love Extant. Last week, pinag-usapan natin ang Swipe Right, Modern Dating with Erica and Laika. And that was our 6th episode. Wow, galing sa math. And I just wanna be completely honest with you guys. Like, last week's episode was our best episode so far, based on two things. One, I really enjoyed recording that. I really enjoyed doing that episode with Laika and Erica. I felt like the discussions were very deep and they were able to share some reliable insights and thoughts about our topic. And the flow of the conversation was just natural. And I guess it's because they were also very experienced with the topic and I was just really close friends with them. And the other thing is the numbers. I just want to tell you that this is our win. So last Friday, I was able to check the charts on Apple Podcasts and we were able to reach number 26 on Apple Podcasts under the leisure category. I was shocked. I was surprised. But at the same time, I was very happy. I felt joyous at that moment. I feel like finally our hard work has been paying off. And I was just very thankful for all your support, especially after last week's episode, and you guys gave your feedback that you enjoyed it, and it was a very insightful episode for you too. There were a lot of introspecting for you guys, and I love that the episode turned out that way, and it translated to the performance of our podcasts on these charts. And I don't want to get emotional, but again, from the bottom of my heart, thank you so much for listening to All the Love Extant from our episode 1, What is Love? And andito na tayo ngayon sa episode 7. I just want to say that without you, without your listening habit or activity, without your shares or likes sa social media accounts ng All the Love Extran, this wouldn't be possible. And I really just wanna thank you guys and take this moment to express my gratitude for that support. But if you are new to All the Love Extran and this is the very first episode you are listening to, like you were randomly browsing on your Spotify or Apple Podcast, hi, I'm Extran. This is All the Love Extran. We talk about anything fun and exciting in this episode, and if it's something serious, we try to make it simple, digestible, and madaling maintindihan para ano talaga yung listening experience nyo ay comfortable and relaxing. And para sa first part ng ating program, pag-uusapan natin ang aking ex-love list or yung mga minahal ko noong nakaraang linggo. And wag na natin patagalin pa, ang number one sa aking ex-love list ay ang new season ng The Voice. So this The Voice? This The Voice is in the US. So ang coaches dito ay si Blake Shelton, John Legend, Gwen Stefani, and si Kelly Clarkson. If I'm not mistaken, this is their 19th season. And sinama ko to sa list ko because it was done differently. They are currently in their blind auditions. And since we are in a pandemic, walang live audience. It was done like yung sa NBA bubble, yung parang naka square screens lang yung audience. And ang nandun lang talaga sa stage yung contestant and then yung four coaches na inadjust din nila yung size ng mga upuan nila actually. Like mas nagkaroon ng I think a few meters between the coaches din. And the coaches are not allowed to hug or to sing with the contestants kasi ayun nga may social distancing, and it's a different take on The Voice, and I really appreciate that they are trying to put on a show kahit na these are very challenging times nga no sa buhay natin. Next naman sa aking listahan ay ang new single ni Ariana Grande na Possessions. It's up to you kung anong gusto niyong interpretation ng kantang to, no? Pero based on the music video, it's all about women taking on very powerful positions na parang what other people can do, women can do it also, but pwede ring better, ganyan. And this is Ariana's new single to welcome her AG6 or Ariana Grande Album 6. Like from Thank You Next, ano bang kailangang i-expect nating sound from Ariana Grande. But personally, I really like this very first taste of AG6, and I'm excited to hear what she has to offer for this new album of hers. And lastly, sa aking ex-love list, and dapat isama ko talaga to sa listahan ko, like it would be a sin not to include this. And yun nga ang ating number 26 na ranking sa Apple Podcasts under the leisure category, All the Love Extran. Again, thank you guys for listening to our episodes, for providing your feedback, for giving some constructive criticism, like things to improve on this podcast or topics to discuss. I really do appreciate them. And again, this success is also your success. And there's nowhere to go but up for all of us here on All the Love Extran. And from that point, we can now move on to our question of the week. I'm really interested to read your answers later on the latter part of our program, but let me first introduce our question, and this is it. How do you cope with stress? It's a very straightforward question, and we're gonna take a quick break, and I'm gonna see you on the flip side. If you're liking this week's episode, I would love to hear from you. Share your thoughts, insights, and opinions, and use the hashtag AllTheLovePodcast. And while you're in there, don't forget to follow us on our official social media accounts at AllTheLoveExtran on Twitter and Instagram. And if it doesn't fit there, you can always email us at AllTheLoveExtran@gmail.com. All the Love Extran releases its episode every Wednesday, available on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Radio Public, and Breaker. Now, let's go back to the episode. you are still tuned in to All the Love Extra, and I hope you guys are having a great Wednesday so far. This is the middle of the week. We only have to work two more days. Dalawang araw na lang, and it's the weekend. And if you are living in the Philippines, of course, it's an extended weekend dahil holiday nga sa Monday. And para sa episode ng All the Love Extra today, our title is No Stress Allowed. And I really want to talk about this topic today because we are in challenging times nga. And we are experiencing the new normal. Like, we are staying at our homes, we are working from our homes, and I feel like yung space na ginagalawan natin, it's getting smaller. So the type of stresses we're getting, may mga bagong forms or may mga bagong types na dumarating na stress sa atin. And I feel like this is not just a personal experience, but also you guys, yung mga nakikinig sa akin sa All the Love Extra, kayo din, you are also facing your own stresses, and I want us to discuss them today and try to address them as much as possible. I would like you guys to take everything with a grain of salt though. I am not a medical expert in any way. Like, this is just based on my personal experiences. And later, pag binasa ko yung mga sagot nyo sa ating question of the week, this is how you guys handle stress. And gusto ko lang magkaroon ng sharing ng ng solutions to handling stress. And in any way, this is not a medical perspective or something. So first of all, ano nga ba yung stress? Like, bago natin pag-usapan kung paano i-handle yung stress, ano nga ba yung definition niya on its own? Like, what is stress? And sabi ng mentalhealth.org.uk, stress can be defined as the degree to which you feel overwhelmed or unable to cope as a result of pressures that are unmanageable. And I agree. Like, pagkabasa pa lang ng definition na to, I definitely agree. Personally, I feel stressed when things are getting out of hand. And when I feel like ang dami ko masyadong ginagawa, or kahit konti lang sila, they feel like marami. Like, feeling ko punong-puno ako sa araw na yun ng mga dapat kong gawin. But yun nga, ang sinabi dito ay ang feeling ng pagiging overwhelmed. Like, may mga araw kasi na like pagising mo or sa araw na yun, you just don't feel like doing anything. Sabi nga ni Bruno Mars sa The Lazy Song, di ba? But then again, we have to consider the fact na the world won't stop for us. I mean, that's just the reality. I mean, kung may option na pwede sana patigilin muna yung mga bagay-bagay from happening, I mean, I would gladly press that button. But now, kailangan natin i-address yung issue at hand na really, the world will continue evolving even if we're not in the mood to do so. So, I feeling ko dun nagsisimula yung stress eh. Like, pagkagising mo pa lang, if you're not in the mood to do things or if you don't wanna be productive for that day, just wanna rest or lie down in your bed, dun siya nagsisimula because may conflict agad na, oh, I have these obligations to do these things, but at the same time, my body, my energy, my mind especially, are not conditioned to do these things yet. So, dun agad nagsisimula yung stress and you feel like you are overwhelmed right away by the tasks na hindi mo pa nagsisimulan, ha? Yun yung interesting na part, no? Na kahit hindi mo pa ginagawa itong mga bagay na to, and by simply looking at these tasks, you feel stressed agad or you feel overwhelmed. And like, bakit ganun? And personally, may mga times na parang kahit na maliliit yung mga tasks, kahit na they are easy to do so, meron ako agad thought na nasa stress ako just because even though these are little things and you feel like on a normal day, you can do them quickly, pero pag yung mga araw talaga na you just don't feel like being yourself, nasa stress ka agad dito sa mga maliliit na bagay na to, lalo na kapag nagpatong-patong sila. And ayan pa nga yung isang part ng stress eh. Like, okay, marami ka nang gagawin, and then you don't feel like doing them pa. Tapos, mayroon pang pressure na kailangan mo nang gawin. And then, pag face mo sa mga tasks na to, sa mga kailangan mong gawin, magsasnowball pa siya. Like, kapag hindi mo sinimulan agad, it's gonna get bigger the tasks are gonna pile up, and it adds to the level of your stress. Pero ano nga ba yung mga forms of stress? Or ano yung different manifestations na kinakaharap ng mga tao when they are faced with stress? I think there are three things we can look on. It can be physical, behavioral, and mental manifestations of stress. Yung physical, I think it can be someone na very agitated or hindi mapirme sa pinipwestohan niya. Kunyari, nakaupo siya, pero he or she keeps on standing up, walking around the room, sweating bullets, ganyan. Ganun yung physical manifestations ng stress. It can be pacing back and forth in the room or slouched yung body. At the same time, pwede rin yung parang very upright yung posture kasi nga feeling nila when they are stressed, they should be alert. So yun yung mga physical manifestations ng stress. For the behavioral naman, it can be getting easily irritated by other people, like any noise, madali silang mag-react. And then these reactions are not their usual reactions, no, on a normal day. Pero kapag stress sila, the littlest things, na kunyari may nahulog na pencil or may nahulog na ballpen sa floor, it already stresses them out. Like yung simpleng sound ng mga bagay na yun na nangyayari, it already stresses people out. And minsan yung mga stress na tao, they can also be very, very quiet. I think at this point, you can already notice that the manifestations of stress for people are very, very different. Like we act and react to stress very differently, and we have our own ways of coping and showing that we are stressed. And lastly naman, para sa mental, I think it can be not knowing which ones to prioritize first. Like, lalo na kung marami kang kailangan gawin. Ako personally, kapag nasa stress ako, what I do talaga on a normal day is I list down everything that I have to do for that specific day, and I write specifically kung kaninong client, kung anong kailangan ko gawin for that client. Like, edit, publish, revise, create an outline or something. Ganun yung ginagawa ko, like very specific. And then yung last column talaga ng to-do list ko ay yung specific deadline. So for example, it's today, 10/28/2020. And then anong oras ko siya kailangan? Kung ang binigay sa akin na deadline ay end of day, so lalagay ko lang before 5 p.m, ganyan. Or kung wala namang binigay na specific date, maybe I can submit it later into the night. Lalo na kung yung client naman ay nasa ibang bansa or yung time zone ay very different from the Philippines. And then, ang important din sa deadline na column or section ay kapag may meetings, of course. Like, hindi mo naman pwede ilagay na kung anong time lang yung gusto mong ilagay, lalo na kapag may meetings. So, ganun ko gusto harapin yung bawat araw ko sa work, ganyan. And ang napapansin ko kapag ako ay stressed, hindi ko nagagawa itong list na to. Nagiging mental note lang siya. Like, sa utak ko lang inaayos na, okay, ito yung ipaprioritize ko, ito yung mga una kong gagawin. And admittedly, kapag ganito yung ginagawa ko, nasa isip ko lang nilalagay lahat ng kailangan kong gawin, meron akong makakalimutan. Or, maaalala ko, pero medyo late na. So, ang gagawin ko ay, irrush ko yung task. So, yun talagang real mental manifestation ng stress for me na, Kahit gusto ko gawing organized yung araw ko, like pag alam kong masa-stress ako for that day or nasa-stress na agad ako, hindi ko nagagawa yung to-do list ko ng maayos. And I guess we can also relate to that point, yung by not knowing which ones to prioritize, yung getting things mixed up. Like kunyari, itong task na to for this client pero nagawa mo siya for another client. Or parang may ina-edit kang article na hindi pala yun dapat yung ginagawa mo for that client kasi hindi naman urgent, pero alam mo na meron ka dapat ina-edit pero for a different client pala. So I think that is also a mental manifestation of stress. It's these things, no, getting mixed up sa utak mo na halatang na overwhelm ka sa amount of work na kinakailangan from you, the amount of energy na kinakailangan ng tasks na to from you para ma-execute sila. At this point, gusto ko na agad sabihin na, ayun nga, we manifest stress differently, either physical, behavioral, and mental. And you have to identify how you manifest stress para mas madali mo siyang ma-solve later on. So itong stress na pinag-uusapan natin, ano nga ba yung nakaka-trigger? Like kanina nagbanggit na ako ng mga konting triggers ng stress. And it can be like, ang daming ginagawa, or you just don't feel like doing anything for that day. Pero ano nga ba yung mga pwedeng sources ng stress? Or ano yung makaka-trigger ng stress level mo para tumaas? And I think it can be both negative and positive. So, something negative na pwede mo ka-stressan. Like, okay, let's talk about the simplest of things. Yung kunyari, nagmamadali ka na may kailangan kang i-print. And then your printer started acting up. Diba? May certain level of stress na agad dun. Yung may hinahabag kang deadline for school or for work, tapos ayaw gumana ng printer. Of all days na kailangan mo siyang gamitin, stress ka na nga, tapos na-feel pa ng printer mo na stressed ka. So sabay kayong na-stress. So that's something na nakaka-trigger ng stress na negative. Yung something positive naman is, like kunyari, getting a promotion and you're stressing out because you feel like you don't have the right skills pa or you are not ripe enough to handle this position one level up. So yun yung type of positive source of stress. It's a positive thing, no? Na to get promoted or to get a salary increase. But yung stress mo dun is, are you worthy of that positive thing? And are you ready? Yun talaga yun eh. Parang yung source of stress mo din dito ay pumapasok yung self-image mo or yung self-worth mo. Na like, it's a positive thing, you should celebrate it. But your mind just works differently and it questions your capabilities. So dun po nga pasok yung stress. And katulad nga na sinabi ko kanina, these triggers or sources of stress, it can be the littlest of issues, yung katulad ng printer, but it can also be the biggest one. Like kung meron kang big project sa work and it's not following the timeline you have projected, it's a big source of stress. And lalo na kung ikaw yung team leader or ikaw yung head for that task and you feel like you are not meeting your deadlines or the projections you have made early on in the project, ito yung type of stress na medyo malaki na. Although I just wanna reiterate, no, na itong little or big na source or trigger of stress, it can also vary from one person to another. Like for example, yung printer na ayaw gumana, it can be a big problem for some people already. Kasi nga, like, ayun, maliit lang siyang bagay, pero it's the most important thing you want to do on that day. So nagiging malaki siya. Kumbaga, na-amplify yung type of stress na ganito. Pero kunyari, it's just a part of your day na ang big event mo talaga for that day is an event in a mall or in a public place. That printer issue is just a small part of this big stress. So ayun, it's up to you how you wanna identify your stress level. Pero if there's one thing I can tell you how you can identify it, it's about the amount of effort it needs from us or it needs from you. So kung yung stress ay maliit or hindi ganun nangangailangan ng so much effort from us, you can consider that to be a small trigger or a small source of stress. Pero if it asks too much from you, like you feel like kulang pa yung binibigay mo, then it's already a big source of stress. And after some time, mas mabilis mo nang ma-identify yung common and usual triggers mo ng stress, either big or small. As you move on with your life, mas malalaman mo na kung ano yung types of stress na mas kaya mong i-handle right away and the types of stress na medyo kailangan mong upuan at pag-isipan talaga. So, how do you handle stress? Like, pinag-usapan na natin yung definition, yung forms of stress, and yung triggers. Pero paano mo nga ba i-handle? Like, how do you handle stress? How do you address it? How do you try to solve it? And I have actually 5 things to share with you right now. Pero later in the program, syempre, meron din kayong mga sinagot on how you cope with stress. And I'm gonna discuss that later on. But for now, these are the 5 things that I know works when I'm stressed. And medyo mas nababawasan yung stress level ko kapag ito yung mga ginagawa ko. First sa aking list ay you have to identify when it happens. Like, kapag na-feel mo na stressed ka, you have to identify it. It won't help na i-brush off mo lang or hindi mo isipin. Like, it will keep on coming back. You have to recognize that you are stressed in order for you to address it. Next naman is there something you can do to eliminate the stress right away? Tulad na sinabi ko kanina, if it's something small, like yung printer, like maybe turning it on and off would solve the issue, or changing the printing cartridges would solve the issue, ganyan. Or like inserting the paper in a different way, diba? Baka masolve yung issue. So kung ganun lang siya, like small amount of effort lang from you yung kailangan, then by all means, do it, and then ma-eliminate mo na yung stress source mo. Ma-eliminate mo na agad yung trigger ng stress mo for that specific situation. But if it can't be done in the next 5 minutes or so, like you feel like it's gonna take a long time for you to get rid of this source of stress, then I suggest to break it down. Like, i-divide mo into tiny things or tiny chunks yung nagkakos ng stress mo, kung ano mang issue yan. And then, you have to break it down into smaller or doable tasks to at least lessen the stress. And kasi kapag mas niliitan mo yung mga kailangan mo gawin to free yourself of this stress, you feel like you are making progress sa pag-address ng stress na to. Wow, rhyming! And you are making steps sa tamang daan to free yourself from this stress. Third on my list on how to handle stress, rest, rest, rest. If you are stressed, you have to rest. Because sometimes stress is a manifestation that your body is burnt out or you are tired. Like, pagod ka na talaga. And you feel like you are not having enough breaks in between these tasks. So, nasa stress ka na. Like, nasa stress ka na nga na marami kang ginagawa. Nasa stress ka pa na wala kang energy to actually do these things at feeling mo pagod ka na. So, this is your body saying that you have to rest. It can be any form of rest, kung ano man yung feeling mo works for you, like you can sleep, take a nap, read a book, or like just simply browse on social media, ganyan. Like you just have to make your mind take a break from work and from what's causing your stress. Fourth on my list is stop blaming yourself. So paano siya na-relate, no, sa pag-handle ng stress? At katulad nga ng binanggit ko kanina, merong part sa sarili mo na kapag hindi mo magawa-gawa yung bagay na nagka-cause ng stress mo, you are blaming yourself na parang dati kaya ko naman to gawin ng ganito, ganyan. Pero ngayon bakit hindi ko magawa? And you have to be easy on yourself. Huwag mo masyadong i-push yung sarili mo pababa. Because it's not gonna help with anything. Like, lalo lang tataas yung stress level mo. You have to be careful with what you're saying to yourself. Na parang, today, like, you're just gonna take it easy. Kung hindi mo magawa yung mga normal mong ginagawa, it's okay. Like, take small steps until you finish that task and you eliminate the source of stress. Basta at the end of the day, you have to stop blaming yourself na bakit may stress level ka na ganito kataas and hindi mo agad matapos yung mga bagay na usually natatapos mo naman on a normal day. And lastly, this is very important. If you feel like your stress levels is too high or too much for you to handle, and if the first four things that I mentioned are not working, seek medical help. Like, maybe it's better for you to talk to a medical professional and say what you are going through, and para mas makakuha ka ng mas maayos na advice, mas maayos na solution for handling stress. Katulad nga na binanggit ko sa umpisa ng episode na to, these are just based on my personal experiences and this does not reflect any medical perspective. Like, ito lang yung mga gumagana sa akin personally. And in a way, gusto ko lang i-share because it might help you too. But if you feel like nagawa mo na to mga bagay na to and you are still stressed, you are still facing high amounts of stress, you have to seek medical help. And on that note, we can finally end this second segment of our program. But don't go just yet, because I'm still gonna read your answers for our question of the week. Na, how do you cope with stress? Let's take a quick break, drink some water, stretch our legs, and see me again here in a few minutes. If you're liking this week's episode, I would love to hear from you. Share your thoughts, insights, and opinions, and use the hashtag AllTheLovePodcasts. And while you're in there, don't forget to follow us on our official social media accounts at AllTheLoveXChannel on Twitter and Instagram. And if it doesn't fit there, you can always email us at AllTheLoveXChannel@gmail.com. All The Love XChannel releases its episode every Wednesday. Available on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Radio Public, and Breaker. Now, let's go back to the episode. Welcome back to your favorite Wednesday habit. This is All The Love Action. And after our thorough discussion of stress and what triggers it, what are the forms of stress, and how do I personally handle stress when I'm feeling it, it's now time for us to read your answers for our question of the week na, how do you cope with stress? And at first look, sobrang ganda ng mga answers nyo, guys. I really appreciate na nagbigay kayo ng mga detailed answers kung paano kayo nakocope with stress. And if you guys wanna take notes sa section na to ng ating program, it's perfectly fine. So, unang sagot from Laika, this is how she copes with stress. Sabi niya, I go offline and do one of my personal projects, either crocheting, painting, or playing with my cats. And si Laika nga, no, as one of my closest friends, like, nagsashare nga kami ng mga things na ginagawa namin during this quarantine or during this pandemic. And every week, meron talaga siyang mga bagong ginagawa. And I must say, Laika, na, I mean, amazing. Like, ito mga ginagawa mong things na to, like yung crocheting and yung painting, I love it. I love your work, I promise. And I agree with her, no? Like, this is one way for you to cope with stress or to handle stress. You have to sometimes go offline and wag mo na mag-entertain ng sobrang daming information from social media. Kasi, like, it can be overwhelming talaga eh. Na parang every minute, meron kang mababasa na hindi mo gusto or hindi ka aya-aya or simply someone is sharing their negative thoughts about something na alam mo namang hindi nakakatulong dun sa problem or sa issue. Minsan, it adds up to your level of stress. Stress ka na nga and then masa-stress ka pa sa social media. So sometimes, you just have to go offline. Sabi naman ni Jamie, this is how she copes with stress. Playing with my dogs, watching Netflix, and drinking or partying nung wala pang COVID. And I agree. Like itong si Jamie, I was with her during these times, yung mga drinking or partying during Fridays or Saturdays, ganyan. Like kapag stressed ka sa work, you just wanna meet up with your friends, exchange conversations over a few drinks. Like it immediately alleviates you of stress. And eto, play with her dogs, ayun nga, si Mickey, and then si, oh my gosh, nakalimutan ko yung name ng isa niya pang dog, but I know it, wait, oh my god, basketball player yon. Jimmy, if you're listening to the episode, like, ipaalala mo sa akin yung name ng dog mo na isa. And ayun, watching Netflix, I feel like we can all relate to that part. Na parang kapag sobrang stressed na natin, we're just gonna pull up a Netflix episode kung ano man yung pinapanood natin. Like Emily in Paris or catching up with Black Mirror, yung mga ganun. Ay, hindi. Huwag pala yung Black Mirror kasi parang mas lalo kayong masistress. And ito namang next answer natin from Eliza. If I have a ton of work to do and they seem overwhelming, I break them down into smaller, more manageable tasks, make a list out of it, and take things off as I go. This way, it's less overwhelming. I also set hard stops for the day and remind myself that the world will not end if I take a break. Ito pa sabi niya, I try to compartmentalize, which also means living in the now. When I'm working, I try to not to think about personal woes. I remind myself of the things I can control and focus on that. Also, journaling, exercise, and yoga. And ako, I appreciate Eliza's answer because it's very detailed. Like, it already gave us a complete image on how she handles stress. And yun nga, medyo same kami dun sa part na kapag marami ngang kailangan gawin, we break it down into smaller, doable tasks and you take it off and you feel like you are making progress and somehow it lessens your stress level kasi nga you feel like you are conquering these tasks na you feel like insurmountable in the very first place. I have yet to try itong mga exercise part like yoga and kung ano pang mga other meditating exercises na meron. But I already downloaded an app that will show like sample exercises for different types of goals like losing weight, relaxing, getting lean. So I think I can start these exercises next week. I'm gonna update you guys. So order muna ako ng yoga mat. And ayun din, I agree with her point na kapag stressed ka nga, minsan no overwhelm ka sa mga bagay-bagay. So try to focus on one thing first. Like wag mo muna isipin kung ano yung mangyayaring next or ano yung kailangan mong gawing next after this specific task. Like focus on that one task and try to finish it and then maybe it can help you lighten up or mabawasan yung stress level mo. Yung next answer naman natin para sa question of the week na how do you cope with stress ay from Steph. So sabi ni Steph, I allot a day na pure rest lang talaga as in wala akong ginagawa and iniisip na responsibilities. And just like Laika and Jamie and Eliza, they all echo the same sentiments no kapag stress sila. Nag-a-adhere sila doon sa gustong iparating ng bodies or ng minds nila, which is to rest, because when you are stressed, this is a manifestation that your body is tired, your body is already reaching its limit, so you have to take that pure rest, sabi nga ni Steph. And wala daw talaga siyang ginagawa and walang iniisip na responsibilities. And alam mo yun, yung fact na parang, kunyari, it's the Friday night and then Saturday kinabukasan, like you don't have to set an alarm for Saturday kasi it's the weekend and alam mo na kapag weekend you get to take your rests, like wala na agad stress level dun eh. The simplest fact na hindi mo kailangan mag-alarm at gumising ng maaga, it's already stress-free. Manifest your stress-free thoughts. Next on our list of answers from Darla, sabi naman niya ganito siya mag-cope or mag-handle ng stress. Watch series, eat, sleep, or play Animal Crossing New Horizons. Ranting also helps, by the way. So, watching series, anong K-drama pinapanood mo ngayon, Darla? Is it one of those reply something something? Or it's okay not to be okay? Like, message mo nga ako ng mga pinapanood mong K-drama ngayon. Maybe that will also help how I handle my stress. Like, tigilan ko muna yung mga boy love, no? Mga boy love series, ganyan. Sabi niya, eat, sleep, or play Animal Crossing. I agree doon sa eat or sleep. Like ako, I'm a very sleepy person. Is that the right way to say it? Or like, basta kapag may opportunity to take a nap or to sleep, I'm gonna grab it. And ayun, sa eat na part, I agree also with Darla. Like sometimes kapag stress ka, you are craving for something eh. Like I think kapag stress ka, you are craving for something sweet. Or it depends, like craving for something salty, ganyan. And sabi naman niya dun sa last part ay ranting. And ako, I agree then with that point na parang it helps to have a conversation with your friends or your family members or your workmates na parang ang hirap nitong mga tasks ko for today. Maybe you can help me or maybe you can share your insights on how I can handle these tasks better na para mawala yung stress level ko. And minsan kailangan mo lang talaga ng person na makikinig sa mga rants mo. Kasi kapag na-verbalize mo na yung stress source ng stress mo, you feel like mas madali mo na siyang ma-face. Kasi kapag verbalize mo yung isang bagay and it's not just sitting or living in your head, napaprocess mo siya eh, na parang ganito ko ta sasabihin sa person na to, and mas in a way, mas nakikita mo yung situation in a different perspective because you are trying to tell a story to another person para mas maintindihan nila yung stress level mo. Sabi naman ni Anna, ang ating friend na nasa Japan, sabi niya, it helps her to cope with stress, mag-journal. And sabi niya rin, writing helps me process my emotions and plan and strategize my life. Ganon. So, ayun nga, no? It's kind of in the same line. Na parang, when you are stressed, you feel like you are losing control of a lot of things because one, ang dami, and two, your mind is just not working properly on that day. So you're trying to grasp kung ano man yung kaya mo pang hawakan or i-grasp sa moment na yon. And I agree with Anna's points na writing can actually help you process what you are feeling. And you can also plan and strategize on how you can handle your stress level or your tasks for that day. Like seeing it on paper or kung itatype mo man sa phone mo or sa laptop mo, reading it, and then going over and over and over in it again sa mga causes ng stress mo, it somehow gives you another perspective nga. And it gives you a clear path kung ano yung dapat mong gawin instead of just thinking it in your head lang and na feeling mo na wala kang magagawa para sa mga causes ng stress na ito. And para naman sa ating listener and friend ko na si Tiara, sabi niya she handles stress by physically going somewhere to be alone and getting some fresh air to breathe. And I understand Tiara's point, no, na kapag nasa stress ka minsan nga, ayun, you feel like you are experiencing too much. Yung mga maliliit na bagay, it already causing so much stress for you. So, minsan makakatulong talaga na minsan you have to step out. You can also do this na by physically going somewhere nga and by being alone, it allows you to be introspective and assess the situation in a different perspective and in a different light. And lastly, para naman kay Lorraine, and ito ang answer niya sa ating question of the week na how do you cope with stress? Sabi niya, video games and breathing exercises, to be honest. And ayun nga, tulad ng sinabi ni Darla kanina, naglalaro siya ng Animal Crossing New Horizons kapag stressed. Ganito rin si Lorraine. So, si Lorraine, I know naglalaro din siya ng Animal Crossing and sometimes yung Zelda. And ayun, it helps her to handle stress, to cope with stress. And yung next point naman niya ay breathing exercises. I agree, minsan yun lang talaga yung kailangan mong gawin. Huminga. Kasi kapag stressed ka, you feel like mas sumisikip nga yung ginagalawan mo. And it also gets too much in your head. So minsan kailangan mo lang talaga huminga. Dahil minsan, yun lang talaga yung kailangan ng katawan mo or ng utak mo. Huminga. Breathe in. Breathe out. That's it for our question of the week segment para sa ating episode na ito na No Stress Allowed. Thank you guys for giving very specific answers, and I feel like I would also apply some of these to myself kasi I agree with your points eh. Like ito yung mga feeling ko na magkakaroon din ng effect sa akin kapag stressed ako. Let's take a quick break and I'm gonna see you on the flip side.
Hey
If you're liking this week's episode, I would love to hear from you. Share your thoughts, insights, and opinions, and use the hashtag AllTheLovePodcasts. And while you're in there, don't forget to follow us on our official social media accounts at AllTheLoveXChan on Twitter and Instagram. And if it doesn't fit there, you can always email us at AllTheLoveXChan@gmail.com. All the Love XChan releases its episode every Wednesday, available on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Radio Public, and Breaker. Now, let's go back to the episode. Hello and welcome back to All the Love XChan. We have now reached the last part of our program, Sadness. Grabe ang bilis, ayun na agad ang ating 7th episode. But before I go, this is the part where we recap what happened in today's episode, or I would like to call it, what do I love in this week's episode? And I have 3 things to share with you guys. First is, stress comes from an external pressure for most of the time. Katulad nga na sinabi ko kanina, there are many different triggers or sources of stress, but for the most part, it's a form of pressure talaga. It can come from the outside, like someone pressuring you to do these things or do that in a certain way. Pero minsan yung pressure ay pwede rin manggaling sa sarili mo. Pinapressure mo yung sarili mo to do something at a certain level or at a certain standard because you know how capable you are sa mga bagay-bagay na ganito. And kapag hindi mo na-achieve yun, yun yung nagiging source ng stress mo. Second is one thing at a time. Katulad nga ng sinabi ni Eliza kanina sa ating question of the week section, you have to focus on things one thing at a time. Because nasa-stress ka na nga eh, feeling mo ang dami-dami nang nangyayari. So it would really help for you to focus on one thing first, accomplish that one thing muna before you move on to the next and think about the other things. And lastly, worrying will not solve or help with anything. Kung nasa stress na kayo and you're worrying about, naku, matatapos ko ba to lahat? Or parang, will I produce or will I come up with the same quality that I have been producing in the past? Like, yung ganong types of worries, it won't help your situation. It won't help your stress level. So I'm saying na worrying will not solve or help with anything. And that concludes our episode for today titled No Stress Allowed. Thank you so much for tuning in to our 7th episode of All the Love XChan. And if you reached this part, don't forget to follow us on our official social media accounts at All the Love XChan on Twitter and Instagram. And if you listen through Apple Podcasts, it would help for you. Ano ba? It would help kung i-rate nyo yung podcast or yung mga episode natin sa Apple Podcasts because it would show how much you appreciate our episodes. But you can also comment there kung ano yung mga topics na gusto nyo pang pag-usapan sa ating future episodes. Stay safe, stay healthy, all the love, XChan.